Keith Peters reporting the House Judiciary Committee has voted to subpoena the Justice Department for the audio recording of Special Counsel Robert Hur's interview with President Biden in his missing documents case. Bob Agnew reports.
Judiciary became the first of the two House panels advancing their demand for the audio recordings over the resistance of Democrats and President Biden's surprise move on Thursday to assert executive privilege. Hur's October interview with the president grew out of a year-long investigation into Biden's mishandling of classified documents. It found the president had committed no crime, but also raised questions about his diminished capacity, describing Biden as, quote, an elderly man with a poor memory. Bob Agnew reporting.
A statue of evangelist Billy Graham has been unveiled in the statuary hall at the U.S. Capitol. Congressman Patrick McHenry says he appreciates being part of the unveiling of the Billy Graham sculpture.
It is a true honor to be a part of the lasting tribute to America's pastor, who counseled 13 presidents, who personally evangelized nearly 215 million people in 185 countries. A man who squarely was in the public eye, but who transcended politics.
The bronze sculpture of the prolific Charlotte-born evangelist was made public during a ceremony Thursday in the Capitol, attended by House Speaker Mike Johnson, Governor Roy Cooper, and former Vice President Mike Pence, among others. Each state gets two statues that honor notables in their history. Graham's statue replaces one of an early 20th century North Carolina governor. Slovak authorities charged a man with attempting to assassinate Prime Minister Robert Fico, saying he acted alone in a politically motivated attack. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 38 points. This is SRN News. A victory for free speech in California.
Libraries across the nation allow all kinds of groups to use their conference rooms, even drag queens who read picture books to children. But last summer, when Moms for Liberty tried to host a discussion of transgenderism in sports at Yolo County Library, officials shut them down. Alliance Defending Freedom threatened a lawsuit and the library system's backed down, agreeing not to violate the free speech rights of conservatives or Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker condemned abortion during a commencement address at Benedictine College this month. The three-time Super Bowl champion delivered the roughly 20-minute address at the Catholic Private Liberal Arts College in Atchison, Kansas, which is located about 60 miles north of Kansas City. Butker also warned the graduates about things like IVF, surrogacy, euthanasia, as well as support for the degenerate cultural values. This is SRN News. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared above the 40,000 mark, albeit briefly, then settled back into negative territory at the close of trading. We hear more about the day's trading from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks edged back from their record heights after the Dow Jones Industrial Average briefly topped 40,000 points for the first time. The Dow slipped 38 points, that's about 0.1%, to close at 39,869. The S&P 500, which is much more widely followed on Wall Street, dipped 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. All three indexes had rallied on Wednesday to all-time highs. Stocks have been charging higher despite high inflation, the punishing effects of high interest rates, and worries about a recession that never seemed to materialize. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.